Thank you, Ailing Steve Bertrand. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. We're at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to give us a call. Quickly, Steve, are you feeling a little bit better? I know you had a rough weekend.
Well, yeah, I was in prison for a time. Is that what you guys were saying yesterday?
I did not participate in that.
Good to have the support, my friends.
You're welcome.
Yeah, just a cold, you know, over the weekend. I thought I was going to have it the rest of my life, but it's feeling better now.
I still hear it a little in
There's
your voice.
It's in there.
It's there.
Judy Pilek was jealous you called in because she was going to call in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everybody's sick since John Williams returned. The Minnesota flu, right?
Isn't that what it is. Hey, what are you taking, Steve? Are you taking some medication?
Yeah, I do. I do pretty much Diet Coke.
Yeah?
And that's about it.
Sudafed?
I was popping stuff over the weekend, but this stuff never...
It doesn't really work.
I just never feel like it has an impact.
Although
ever.
NyQuil will put you to sleep, but I don't take that anymore.
But that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You don't need to be put to sleep.
No, not anymore.
He's not that sick.
No. We want you around. But for the most part, you're feeling a little bit better. I just have a cold. Okay.
You know, I mean, everyone's got... It's a weird thing that's been hitting. I mean, I thought I'd escaped it because a lot of people have been sick, but...
I swear to God, I leave this studio and wash my hands right away because I... And I can't believe the dirt I pick up in a two-hour window here.
Yeah.
Like, what goes on in here on the weekends?
Well, think about it. You're not going to catch blood clots from Steve, but he's been sick other than the blood clots, and you're on the same microphone that he's on.
Ew.
So you're, but yeah, I know.
We got to start broadcasting from our own bubble.
All right. From the John Travolta Studios, it's the Boy in the Plastic Bubble radio show. I am feeling prankish. There's something that I want to do, which is probably illegal.
It's not illegal.
Is it not illegal?
I think you're good. I don't think you'd be arrested.
I don't think. Across the street from us in what was the Walgreens for years and years and years, Walgreens left about a year ago.
And moved just five doors over.
Yeah, they moved to the Wrigley building. So that left a big office space across the street that's been open for, like I said, about a year. So about, what would you say, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, they put the poster up?
Oh, no, that's been, I can't wait till Ulta opens up. There's going to be an Ulta Beauty right across the street.
Yeah.
And
so they
put
a giant poster up that signifies the fact that that will soon be an Ulta Beauty. And half of it, it just says Ulta Beauty, makeup, fragrance, skincare, hair care, salon coming soon. And then the other half is a very attractive lady with the words all things beauty all in one place. And I thought with Steve Cochran feeling under the weather, what better way to cheer him up than to take the giant Steve Cochran head that we have here in the studio and paste it over that beautiful woman's face across the street?
First of all, it would look awesome.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Secondly, he'd look great with that flowing hair.
Yeah. He would look like an Adonis.
It would really
Wouldn't be funny.
But how do we do that?
Because Fabio. People would go, I don't know if that's Steve Cochran or Fabio. I can't tell with all that flowing hair.
But here's the thing. You would need so much double-sided tape to get it up there.
We probably have that somewhere in the office. Kevin, upstairs, is there a supply room that would have double-sided
tape? We can make it work. Or a bunch of staples, maybe.
Yeah.
Staples into glass.
Well, that might be hard.
It's like a tarp or something like that, isn't it?
It looks to me to be a tarp. So I think your best move, or my best move, would be double-sided tape, a bunch of it.
Go to the Walgreens down the street there.
But here's the thing.
Right.
This is a busy Michigan Avenue street right now. I mean, it's hustling and bustling.
Yes.
You would have to get some kind of a step ladder. You need to get it up where her head is.
Right.
Bill, I'll put you up on my shoulders. It'll be fine.
Would you do that?
Yeah, we could do that. It's easy.
All right. No one's going to care. They're not going to stop you.
They won't stop you. Ulta will probably come out and go, what is this?
No, it's good advertising for them. They've got Steve Cochran, Chicago's favorite morning show host, on their tarp. What else could you ask for?
I'll take a picture so we can post it on Facebook, the before, and hopefully we'll get an after.
Okay, Bill, can I ask you, weren't you disappointed when that banner went up across the street?
Disappointed because why?
Of all the things they could have put in there, they're putting in a makeup store.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I am so psyched.
Come on. We used to pop over there for stuff all the time, and now it's like...
I miss the convenience of it being a Walgreens, and I was hoping for something similar.
Exactly.
Although, I got my dream next door. There's a candy store right next door, so I'm good with that.
There's a Walgreens. It's just another 100 steps.
It's three times as long of a walk, though, if you're in a...
If you're in between breaks...
I could run over there during a spot break before.
Right. Well, I used to do that sometimes.
And now it's...
During a commercial, just run over there and pick something up.
Rouge.
I'm with you, Wendy. I'm excited.
Well, you use hair product like
yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
so.
Have a hair product right across the street. It'd be nice and convenient.
There's a MAC makeup store, which I also use, which is down a little past Nordstrom. This is perfect for me.
Steve, every day when Wendy comes in, she looks over to see if the store is open. It says summer of 2017.
It's going to start early.
But... The anticipation is so great with her. Oh, I need makeup so bad. Please open. Please open.
I go through makeup. I wear a lot of it. You wear it every day. Mm-hmm. And there's certain makeup that I get at MAC Makeup and certain that I get at Ulta. And also a Sally...
Jesse Raphael?
No,
I love
a Sally Beauty Supply
nicely, yeah.
Would be good, too, because I have to get my purple shampoo.
Oh.
To make my blonde hair not look so brassy. And Kevin used some product from Sally. I might be going this week if you text me a picture of what you
need. Because I try to get Sarah to do it for me, and it's like 2 blocks away from where she works, and she just won't do it.
Too big of an imposition.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Hair stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
We're hip.
Dippity-doo.
I don't wake up like this, Steve.
don't burst his bubble.
Really?
Kevin, do not burst Steve's bubble, please. Please.
I got news for you, buddy. This is how I wake up.
When you wake up.
When I wake up.
Now, all right. Now, just for clarification purposes, I can't possibly be arrested for doing this, right? What's the worst thing that could happen?
They'll go, hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Take down that giant Steve Cochran head.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the worst that could happen, right?
I don't see how you'd get arrested.
I don't think so.
I don't see you being arrested either.
No.
No, I think you'd be fine.
Right.
This is what happens when somebody gets arrested, this exact conversation.
Kevin. Kevin.
You're totally right.
You're not helping, Kevin.
You know how many times Jay and Silent Bob have had this conversation?
Right. Look, I won't get arrested.
You can't get arrested for that. So all I really need is one of those collapsible, and I have one at home. I just didn't know that this would happen today, but those kind of collapsible.
Like a step ladder.
Three-step, four-step ladders, yeah.
Somebody has that in engineering. Because they have
sure
to access the speakers up in the top of the studio.
Right.
It will be harder for you to get a ladder from engineering than it would be to cross the street and tape that thing up on the wall.
You're right. And the double-sided tape.
Yeah, that shouldn't be tough,
should it? Stephanie Menendez on this.
No, because she's management, and it's management's job to talk you out of stuff like this, not encourage it.
I think they would encourage it as long as you get video for the website.
Oh, maybe.
We need more content, that's what they'll say.
Right. And part two will be me in some jail somewhere in Mississippi.
Dude, you are not going to get arrested. There's no way. You won't get a ticket. They'll just go, seriously?
Bill from engineering just notified me that they actually have Velcro, which could work.
Oh, Velcro. Yeah, that would work.
Well, you got to get up. All right. Velcro would work, but you're going to have to get
Velcro. I still
need
to be higher up.
And, yeah, so you still need the ladder, and you got to get Velcro stuck on that thing.
Oh, that's true, too. You know,
he's got Velcro. They've got two-sided Velcro.
I know, but that's like... twice the work. You got to get it up on the tarp, and then
masking
you have to,
tape is probably the
masking
quickest.
Tape's not going to hold it.
You don't think so? No,
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a pretty big head.
The real life one or the
here's the thing.
It's actually they're almost the same size.
You need to be able to get in and out here. So Velcro, you need to have to remove the Velcro strap from the woman's face, and that might slow you down.
Right,
and they might be mad because you've defaced it. Then
I don't think it would be a permanent defacing, would it? I don't think.
Put the Velcro strips where her eyebrows are.
You know what? And then when you pull them off, they'll be waxed.
Perfect. Oh, this is just like Ocean's 11.
No,
it's nothing like Ocean's 11.
Really.
13, maybe.
It's maybe, yeah.
One.
Ran out of ideas.
Ocean's 1.
It's a prequel. Before we rob all the casinos in Las Vegas, we put Steve Cochran's head over the Alta sign. That's where it starts.
I love your prankish side.
Yeah.
When it's not directed towards me.
Oh, that's right.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
We're a team here. Kathy, you have an idea?
Absolutely. You might get in trouble if you ruin their posters.
Yeah, that's true.
Property. Yeah. But if you use sticky tack, you won't ruin it.
Oh.
What's sticky tack?
It's like that stuff like school teachers use. My kids in college use it. It's blue. It's like a putty.
My only concern is because there's some weight to the Steve Cochran cardboard head that it might, I don't know that there'd be enough sticky tack to keep it up.
You'd have to buy like $500 worth of sticky tack.
It would take a lot of sticky tack.
Couple pounds, but you won't do damage.
No, that's true. All right. I like the idea. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
You are welcome.
You're an accomplice now, Kathy.
Right. You're going to be named.
I'll own that. I'm honored to be a part of it.
All right. Good. Good.
All right. We need a giant supply of, what's it called?
Sticky tack.
There's got to be something. Engineering has to have something.
They seem to be in on it. Bill wants in on this. All right. We'll figure this out. We'll get this done.
We only have till noon.
Oh, that's true. It is. All right. All right. We got to figure it out fast. All right, we'll work on this. Stick around. We've got a lot
Stick
more
Stick around, I get it.
Sticky tech around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we have not gotten any farther in this this prank.
It's a caper. That's what it is, Wendy. It's a caper.
You should wear a cape when you put it up there.
If I had a cape, I would wear it for this. I'm going to have to do it quickly because I don't want to be arrested. There's a lot of police presence on Michigan Avenue, and I don't want to go to the Hooskow.
A, they don't call it the Hooskow
what?
Anymore.
When did that start?
Two, you will not. There's no way you can be arrested.
I don't think so. I'm beautifying the city.
Well,
if anything, I'll probably get a trophy. I wouldn't be shocked if I got some sort of a ceremony and a trophy.
I did just talk to Stephanie briefly about it.
Uh-oh.
She seems on board, kind of.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I like management.
As long as we don't damage the big head, I think we'll be okay. But we have to figure out timing on this.
Well, before noon, that's the timing.
Yeah, we have to get it done before noon. I'm looking at the schedule. 11:05 seems to be. Oh, I'm going to write in caper at 11:05 on my schedule. Steve Cochran, head caper. Okay.
But we have to get the ladder. Now, Bill Murdoch from engineering called to say that he was going to help out, but do we have confirmation that there is a step ladder or some kind of sticky tape type stuff?
There's got to be somewhere here in the building.
I know that part of the fun of your capers are their last minute, but
yes.
They need a little
more
planning.
I know.
You know me, I don't plan anything, so I'm all for this. It's just now we have to get supplies.
All right, during the break, I will talk to the people, the building custodians, and see if they have either or both of those things.
You're going to talk to Mike?
We can get this done, yeah.
Mike will not have anything to do with this.
I'm not going to tell him what it's for. I'll tell him there's like an ether leak in the studio that I want to repair. He'll believe that.
Don't mention the word caper.
I will leave out the word caper. I have a sad death from the world of show business to report, Wendy. Darlene Cates has died at the age of 69. Do you know who Darlene Cates is?
I know that she was way too young to go.
I'm with you on that. Here's my cutoff. 104 is my cutoff. If somebody dies at 103, I go, that's too young because I'm getting older. You're getting older. So I want it to be way, 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 way in the future.
You really think you're going to live past 100?
No, I'm shooting for 100. That's my goal.
That's a good goal.
I want to hit 100.
That's a good goal. I'm shooting for 60.
I think Las Vegas Casino should take that action.
I'm trying to decide which of the two of you I'll bet on.
Steve's being nice. I know you're betting on me. I know it. Darlene Cates sadly has passed away. She is best known, Wendy, for her role.
Do you want to give a hint?
Yeah, I'll say this about her. I think everyone will know her from one role. There was one part that she played, and she played it magnificently. And she was in other things, other TV shows and other movies, but it didn't get much attention for them. But this one part was so memorable and so fantastic. It was a movie role.
I have no idea.
She played the mom in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh.
And actually, like has happened so many times on the show, you and I mentioned her about a month ago.
Why did we talk about What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Because that was like based on a true story.
I think we talked about it because we were talking about Sally Jesse Raphael, and she got cast in What's Eating Gilbert Grape because the producer saw her on an episode of Sally Jesse Raphael. She did a show. She was a large woman.
Yeah, very
and on,
heavy.
On Sally Jesse Raphael, they did a show about people that were so big that they weren't able to leave their house. And in the novel, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, that's the woman's story. The mom is so big that she can't leave the house. And the producer saw her on there and was so moved by her story and said, that's the woman who's got to play the mom. She's perfect for it.
What had happened to her? Did she lose some weight?
Yeah, she ended up in 2012. She lost 250 pounds because she had had lingering health problems for years and years and years. And doctors said, if you don't lose the weight, you're not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, but look at that. She loses the weight and she's still not around that long.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so unfair, but that's the way it played out. But she's getting tributes from people who knew her, including Leonardo DiCaprio, who said that she played the best mom that he had ever had in anything he ever did, which is very, very high praise.
Because she wasn't an actor.
She
was just being herself.
Right.
Listeners, if you've not seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape, who's eating What's Eating?
It's What's Eating Gilbert
Grape. Okay.
Yeah.
Please watch that movie. Leonardo DiCaprio is fantastic in it.
Johnny Depp.
He's great.
Yeah.
But she is
Mary Steenburgen is
in that.
Oh,
that's right. She's so genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Very, very sad. She did just complete a movie called Billboard that has not come out yet. She'd still been working. She was on the show Picket Fences for a while. She was on Touched by an Angel for an episode. And then little bit parts here and there, but that's the role that everyone will always know Darlene Cates for, is the mom Bonnie in What's Eating Gilbert Grape back in 1993. A great movie. One of those movies, like there's a handful of movies that I always say to myself, I don't know who could watch this and not get something out of this, not enjoy it, not feel moved by it. There's like a dozen movies that I go, that's impossible to not be moved by that film. And she's so good. She's a big reason for it.
Watching that movie, to me, back when it came out, was almost like a documentary.
Yeah.
It was not your typical movie.
No.
I know it had some stars in it, but it seemed very documentary-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
All right, a quick break, and then more show. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Steve, did you just say that it's 40 and Harvey?
I did, yes.
That's good. If Tom Dreesen is listening, we hope you put on a small windbreaker today.
Or Lou Boudreau.
Yep. Yep.
Or the actor we had up here from Chicago PD, who I can't... Leroyce Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. He's also from Harvey, Illinois.
Right. We're in the midst of planning some craziness.
You assure me I cannot get arrested for, right? Is that a given, that there's no way I can be arrested for this? I'm defacing personal property.
You're not permanently defacing.
Right, it's temporary.
630 says, when should we print the free bill t-shirts?
Soon. Very soon. If you're just tuning in, here's the plan. Across the street from us in an empty building that used to be Walgreens, an Ulta, they make, they don't make, they sell cosmetics, mm-hmm. right? That's going in over the summer, but every day we look over there, and there's this giant face of a woman, very beautiful woman, reminding Chicagoans that very soon it'll be an Ulta store.
Yes.
But then I said to myself, we've got a big face here. Steve Cochran, they made a big, giant cardboard head of Steve Cochran. I would like to, in tribute to Steve, because he's been under the weather, put his giant face over the Ulta girl's face. So we're going to do that in about 20 minutes or so.
Somebody said, has texted us, what you need to do is get an Ulta jacket to wear so it looks like you belong there.
So if I'm stopped by anybody, I say...
We're just making adjustments.
Corporate orders.
Yeah.
I'm just filling corporate orders.
Steve Cochran just signed an endorsement deal with Ulta, and we have to get this
right.
up there.
Right.
Something about conditioner.
Yes. That seems believable.
Velcro, use the Velcro that iDot gives you to mount your iPass, but too many different steps to get it up there.
We would need to pre-put up half the Velcro already on the sign. I have to get it up there quickly in case I'm stopped, right?
Somebody has thrown a wrench into it.
Why?
Is the tarp behind the glass or in front of the glass? I think it's in front of.
The tarp is
with the woman's face
on it. Front of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My son works for Ulta. He said, go for it.
Oh, right.
No name mentioned.
In what capacity does he work for them? Is he the CEO?
I doubt it.
All right.
Is this what WGN has come to? Steve Cochran's head?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fast answer, yes.
Photoshop? Bill will not stand for Photoshop. You want to make it happen, Cap'n.
Right. I want the old-time pranks. The kids today, too easy to prank with the Photoshop. I want it to be legit.
There's something else. We were talking about Velcro, and somebody said, I tried to salvage a bra with Velcro. Fail. Piece Steve and the girl's ears and hook the loops together with rope. you can probably get some rope cheap at Walgreens, and then it'll look like they have earrings. True. No, then again, you're putting a hole in their tarp.
The bra thing doesn't hold up because Steve Cochran is an entirely different kind of boob, so I'm not sure.
Really? You had to go there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget, we're on the stream, 12 to 1.
With Olivia Newton-John.
Yep.
And somebody wants to know, where has Big O been? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Just taking some time off. That's all. He's fine.
Someone else wants to know, no show prep again? Come on, guys.
Oh, no.
We got tons of stuff we could be talking about, but this is more fun.
This is more dangerous. We're bringing a dangerous flair to the show today.
Call Manfredini for help.
That's not a bad idea. He would know exactly what to put on this to keep it up.
My wife is the district manager of Ulta. She said, do it. These are liars.
I think they have a morale problem at Ulta.
I think they do. Everybody who works for Ulta is like, just do it. Don't even ask questions. Just go and deface our property. We want you to.
It hurts no one, man.
I don't think it does. My only fear is that whatever we use, whatever bonding agent we use, could permanently destroy the sign. And that woman is lovely. The last thing I want to do is ruin her face. I don't want to do that. Although once Ulta's in there, you could use some sort of cover up on her face, and it's like starting fresh.
Right.
It shows how great the Ulta line is.
And
we're
helping
them.
They do make their own. They sell other brands, but they make Ulta stuff as well.
Yeah.
I'm just proud of you for knowing what cover up is.
I've been in there three different times. Twice for gifts, you know, at holiday time, and once just because one of my daughters needed something in there. And I'm as lost in there as I am in a hardware store. I just
walk around.
I don't know what anything is or what it does. I just walk around.
I love it. I can't wait till it opens and someone says that I need to be the eagle eye and let them know when it opens, because they keep walking by wondering when it opens. And it says summer of 2017, but now if I had a business, which would fail miserably, I would put opening in the summer, but then I would shoot to get it open earlier. Because then
people happy.
Yes.
Right.
The worst thing, like the same thing when Jim says, you know, I'll be home at 7:30 and then he's home at 10. Tell me 10 and surprise me and come home at, you know, earlier
That's
than that.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. I've noticed, like, years ago, whenever something like this would happen, they would put an exact date. They would say opening June 10th, 2017. They never do that anymore. It's always just a season. It's always fall or summer or winter. They don't just put a date. I think for that reason, they don't want to disappoint their fan base.
And there are always last-minute things in construction that can go wrong. I peeked in there behind the tarp, though, and they have all the aisles ready and all the makeup holders, so it's going to be soon.
It'll be soon. I wouldn't be surprised if they left Cochran's head up there.
You went over there and peeked behind the tarp?
Yeah, I think so. I somehow, maybe I peeked in the doorway. Is there a door? I somehow peeked in there.
There's a little separation in the tarp that you could possibly...
Yes, that's where I looked. There were men in there working and putting up display cases, and I was salivating. I can't wait for it to happen.
All right. This will all take place. The Cochran head caper will take place sometime in the next 20 or so minutes. We'll have Bridget Carey on from CNET, then Steve will give you the news, and then my potential for going to the big house.
Oh, there are TV trucks showing up.
Don't say that. There isn't, sir? No, there's not.
No! That's so funny.
That'd be excellent.
All right, quick break, and then we'll talk to Bridget Carey. It's a Tech Tuesday, and it's a Caper Tuesday here on 720 WGN. It's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey is on the line with us. I don't know if you all remember Kellyanne Conway saying that, you know, your microwave could spy on you.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about the smart TV and the smartphone and all these smart things that could spy on you. Apple has a new download that will be available. Is it available now, Bridget, and what does it do?
Well, their operating system, 10.3, iOS 10.3. That's
or EOS, as Bill calls it.
I call it EOS. Sounds more futuristic.
I think we can get that to catch on.
All right.
It does nothing that you're really going to notice, except maybe you'll notice your phone works a little faster.
It really?
It kind of cleans up how it opens and closes apps with different animations. So it should kind of be a little snappier because some of the animations were tweaked and shortened for the better. So You know, that it's not normally when we talk about things, it's like, oh my gosh, new emojis and new this, new that. And it's not like that this time. This time it's good security protections, so, you know, and the fact that it's a little more snappy.
My finger's on the button right now. Do I hit download and install?
And no one's complaining. It came out yesterday. So I think you're safe. Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Bridget, along those same lines, my phone for the last week or 10 days has been saying that I'm completely out of memory. Now, I don't have any apps on my phone whatsoever, and I'm not doing anything differently. How could I be out of memory? What have I done wrong?
Photos sometimes can do it.
Almost none.
Apps?
None. Zero.
eBay?
You have that Windows phone.
No, it's not a Windows phone.
Yes, it is.
It is a Windows phone? It is a Windows phone. It's a Nokia LTE. I don't know what that means.
But it is a Windows program in it because all the windows open up and none of us can figure out how to help him do anything.
It's Tiles. They told me it's Tiles based. Does that help you at all?
It's a Windows phone.
Why? It's telling you there's no memory. I know that I get that message sometimes on the iPhone, and something weird happened to me on the iPhone too that had to do with memory that I did not expect. You know how you can have a bunch of apps open in the background and they just kind of sit there and you forget about them? Well, one time I couldn't use Siri dictation. I always kind of dictate text messages to my husband, and when I'm walking with one hand or something and I'm busy, I don't want to type it out, and it wouldn't let me use the microphone anymore at all. And I looked online. Turns out I have to close programs that are running in the background because that takes up memory.
And you double-click on the home button and you just kind of swipe them up so they close. Is that how you close them?
Yeah, you kind of throw them away like playing cards, and they animate away on the screen like
that.
Can
I see your phone, Bill?
But that doesn't mean you don't have those programs anymore. It just means you're not currently using them, right?
Right, because so often we're opening things and they just stay in the background, and you always think, it doesn't matter, but apparently it matters. And so my non-answer to your question is that I'm sure there's some weird something like that going on with your phone that I don't know about.
All right.
I don't even know how to open up a home button. This phone is a piece of crap, Bill.
I know. It's it's the Nokia piece of crap 8000. That's what I ordered.
All right. We have some Facebook news coming up. But first, listener Bill has a question for you, Bridget. Bill, we might be in the same boat. What's your question?
Yeah, actually, Bill came up with a great question. My wife has a Galaxy S7, and she keeps getting this notification on her phone saying that her cloud is full. How does she go about fixing that?
Well, I don't have a Note 7 personally to be like, oh, I can tell you exactly step by step how to do it. But
if the cloud is full, that means you need to either dump some of it or buy more storage, correct?
Exactly. No matter what phone you have, this is all a part of nagging you to subscribe to more storage. And it simply is either about you can't always turn off these little alerts. You have to kind of just say, I don't want to sync everything to the cloud, because what it's trying to do is sync everything automatically to the cloud and keep alerting you, hey, I can't sync to the cloud anymore. So you either turn off syncing so you could shut it up, or you take the time to kind of go into the program, see what's in the cloud, download it to your computer, and clear it out until it gets full again, and you do it all again.
And Bill, a suggestion for you, your wife, and anyone else listening, and Bridget, you can tell me if you agree with this. Google Photos does a great job. It's free, and you can back up, like, so many photos to Google Photos. Your thoughts on that, Bridget?
Yeah, it's definitely something I recommend, as long as you're not nitpicky about like having every photo be like professional quality. Because what it does automatically is it will save every photo you own to the web for free. It just doesn't save it in the highest resolution. It saves it great for you and I wouldn't tell. You know, it'll look normal to us. But for people who are like professional photographers, they might want to actually use something like a Dropbox or pay for a service to make sure that the highest, you know, 10 megapixel photos, you know, are saved. Because I think it just saves it in a lower megapixel file. Same as when you share on Facebook. It doesn't save the file as like the highest megapixel.
It's good enough for us, though.
So, Bill, based on what we just said, is your wife capable? Will she know how to do what we just described, what Bridget just described?
You know what? We're going to have to just hook it up to the computer and figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the cloud, I hate the cloud.
How so much homework. Yeah, I hate how there's so much homework that comes with a phone when you just want it to, like, just not nag you. Like, you don't even need all this stuff.
Amen to that.
All right. Well, good luck, Bill. She has to declutter her cloud.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Rebel Force Radio rocks.
Oh, thank you. My husband's podcast. Thanks, you very much, Bill. We appreciate it. Star Wars podcast, if you're into it, Rebel Force Radio. All right, Bridget, Facebook, main app. What's going on with Facebook?
Once again, they've copied Snapchat, but they put it in the main app. You've heard this story before. Facebook copied Snapchat. Facebook copied Snapchat. Well, now they actually did it for the main app, and you're all going to be seeing it. Because, you know, they want you to stop caring about that news feed and all those important things like news stories. But they want you to actually, you know, follow someone's day in a disappearing kind of way where, like, hey, here's my photo. Here's another photo. And here's some cool little icons and text I put on it. And then suddenly it disappears from the day. So you have to click. You have to open. Otherwise, you'll feel like you missed out on it. This is just another pain for Snapchat, who, you know, is constantly trying to be the little guy beating Facebook. And Facebook even admits, yeah, Snapchat did it right. Everyone wants to share and tell stories through photos. We're not writing out as much as we are with photos anymore. That's the future. And so they kind of just admitted that, you know, why reinvent the wheel? And they're just copying it.
Bridget, in the early days of Facebook, I got my stuff in chronological order, right? Like if I turned on Facebook, I saw what was just written seconds ago and then minutes ago and then a half an hour ago. But the last 6 to 8 months, I get it completely out of order. What changed? Is it just mine or is that the way Facebook operates now?
Oh, Facebook is this little mix of what it thinks you want to see and a little bit of what was most recent. You can go to your settings and just double check. There are two different ways you can view a news feed. It does say most recent first and also what it thinks is most important first. But even if you put most recent first, it might take a while for you to see something. For example, if I make a post, people who are my closest friends might see it first. People who are like further away from me as a connection,
yeah,
it might not show up in their feed until maybe 50 people already hit like, and then Facebook goes, oh, this must be important. It's just getting a lot of attention, and then it starts showing up in more people's feeds.
I liked it the old way.
Why do we need a brain anymore? We got Siri suggesting things. We got Facebook deciding what is important to us. We don't even need to think.
That's why people like Instagram, even though it's owned by Facebook. It's still in order. And some people have complaints about Facebook. They go to things like Snapchat, where it's simple and it's just your friends and it's none of the nonsense of extra stuff going on. And so Facebook doesn't want to be left behind. And here they are copying it. So, you know, you can hit, you know, maybe, you know, be silly, but also get everything you want in news. And either way, they just don't want you to feel like you're missing out, and they want you to open that app more often. And they have sponsored little funny things that go in these photos. So they're making money off it, too, with movie sponsorships. Like, there's some minions you can put in your little icons, and that's how they make money off deals so far.
Bill just rolled his eyes.
My dreams have come true. All my dreams.
I know.
All right, someone has texted us, and I'm going to share it with both of you. It says, Bill, I had a Nokia Windows phone. Now I have the iPhone, which I hate. Miss the Windows phone, so much easier to use.
Wow.
I think that's the guy who sold you that phone, because there's nothing easier to me than an iPhone. And yeah. I have my mother-in-law, father-in-law, they're not that tech savvy, and they've totally figured it out.
Yeah, I'm going on 2.5 years with this phone, and every day it amazes me what I can't do on it. It's the worst. But they told me it was the easiest, but it's not.
You know what? I applaud you for sticking with it for 2 years, but I think it's time to move on.
I know.
Announce a new Samsung phone tomorrow. So the Galaxy S8, if you're not too worried about fires, they're going to announce the new one tomorrow. So stay tuned. You might just
all right, maybe. Well, Bridget, thank you. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good rest of the week. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com for all your tech needs. We'll take a quick break.
Thanks, Bridget.
Then some news, and then maybe some trouble. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we're getting closer to prank time on the Bill and Wendy Show, 720 WGN.
All right, I'm excited about this. And if you're just tuning in, we'll explain what we're about to do or try to do. But there's been a slight rub that... I was afraid initially that there could be some danger in this, and you assured me that, no, there's no danger in this, but there is. I'll explain. Across the street from us in an abandoned warehouse, if you watched Batman,
the kind of thing that
the Riddler would stay in with his accomplices. There's a building that used to be Walgreens right across the street from us on Michigan Avenue, and it's been empty for about a year. They're going to put an Ulta Beauty Supply store in there very soon, and there's a sign, a giant sign, with a beautiful woman's face. It says, "All things beauty, all in one place, Ulta Beauty, coming soon, summer 2017. And I thought, with Steve Cochran feeling under the weather, what better way to cheer him up than to put a cardboard cutout of his giant face over that woman's giant face?
It's a great plan.
Yeah.
How will we execute it? We're about to find out.
Well, I have a ladder. I have masking tape. I've put masking
tape.
Is it duct tape?
Yeah, that's a little stronger.
Oh, it's really strong. It's really strong. I put it all over the back of Steve Cochran's head.
Not his real head.
Cardboard. No. They don't make enough masking tape to put in the back of his real head. So I used just the cardboard cutout one. And my goal is to go across the street and with the ladder, put his head over her head.
And that will be hysterical. Hilarity will ensue. There are men working above the area that you want to put Steve Cochran's face. So perhaps they can help you.
See, in my head, in my normal human-sized head, I can't figure out if they will help me or thwart me.
Well, they're not working for Ulta. They're either cleaning the windows.
Guys.
They're doing some kind of construction on the outside with some scaffolding.
Right.
So you have to go there and say you're Ulta.
I'm with Ulta.
You're, you know, management.
Yeah.
And
it's believable.
Yeah, really, look at you. Although you do have a button-down shirt on today.
Yeah,
it's more
very
believable.
Well dressed today.
So you need to tell them, yes, I am Ulta administration, and what we're doing here is we're changing the face on this woman
right.
throughout the campaign just to create awareness until the store opens 2017 of summer.
Right.
Summer of 2017. So I just need to put this head up there. Hey, guys, could you give me – you got to just sound confident.
Right.
And they're not going to say no.
I'm going to throw out a name. I'm going to say we got clearance from Mike, right?
All right.
Because that sounds semi-believable. There's probably a guy named Mike higher up who they'll hear that and they'll go, oh, Mike said this was all right? Yeah, then do it. Please do it. I'll go, Mike from corporate said,
there.
Got to be up, you know, by 11:30, so.
Yeah, I'm late. If you could just help me here.
Yeah.
I just want to put this face.
Get this done.
Over the woman's face.
Right.
And then next week, I think we've got another face coming. This is just a thing that they're doing to create excitement about the grand opening.
Yeah, I'm just following orders, so if we can get this done. Yeah, it'll sound legit, right?
It depends how you make it sound.
Now, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could happen? I can't get arrested for this. It's not defacing property.
No, someone said it's refacing property.
Right. That's not illegal.
No.
Refacing
You're not going to get
property.
Arrested.
I don't think I could get arrested for this.
If so, Kevin, how much money do you have on you today? How much cash? I got like $40. I never have cash. Give me your 20 allowance ahead of time in case we need it.
All right. You only have to post 10% of bond, right?
You're not going to get arrested.
I don't think I'll get arrested for this. I'd be shocked.
Famous last words.
And I will make the case that we are beautifying the city.
All right.
I don't think it's a good case because Steve is an attractive man, but not as nice looking as the woman who's modeling on the Ulta sign.
Do you notice there's a little bit of a crowd gathering around the Ulta sign?
When we were planning this earlier, it was empty over there, and there's been quite a few people who have been milling about over there.
All right. Well, Kevin Richter, our producer, is going to go with you and do some videotaping. You have a microphone.
Against my best
Kevin,
judgment.
By the way, doesn't seem to think this is a good idea.
What? I don't understand why you're so against it.
I just don't want to get arrested today.
You're
that wasn't in my
plans. You're not going to get arrested.
If anyone does, it'll be me.
We'll throw him under the bus.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I got it all on video.
Right.
He's the guy who did it. Yeah, it'll be good.
Right.
All right. So we have a street mic. Do you want to turn that on and see if it works?
Hold on.
This is pretty exciting. It's radio.
Testing.
Uh-oh.
Is that coming through?
No.
No?
Uh-oh. Let me turn your mic off.
Hold on.
I got you all the way up here.
How about now? You're hearing it now? No? Still not?
That's you.
Is that me?
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty exciting.
This is gonna be good.
All right. So whenever you're ready, we can take a break. You can go walk out there now. We can do whatever you want to do.
Let's take a break. And then this has
Are you getting second thoughts?
No. I'm doing this. I'm definitely doing this. But much like I mentioned the Ocean's 11 movies earlier, Wendy, everything has to be precise. So we have to time this, you know, for when the street light changes so that I can cross Michigan Avenue. And I've got a ladder and I've got a giant Steve Cochran head. So I'm not traveling lightly here. So we got to make sure that the timing on this is perfect. That Pink Panther music that you can play behind
me? Oh, yeah,
that'd be great.
I'll get it.
There's no way anything could go wrong here.
No, nothing could. What could go wrong?
You know what's going to go wrong? You're not going to be able to lift the head high enough to cover the woman. That's the only thing that will go wrong.
That's my biggest fear, is that yeah. But even if I'm off, because we calculated this. Kevin and I were doing some calculations.
Really?
It looks like the chin of that woman is about 7 feet off the ground. And then her face is about, I don't know, 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, which is bigger than Steve Cochran's cardboard head. It'll be close, but it won't be perfect.
Well, if you can just get it close.
Right.
That's what I think, too.
Or if anybody says anything, another idea, we can act like it's like a hidden camera show.
Yeah.
You got Cochran'd. And then we'll like point. Yeah. There's a camera there and
say
a camera
that.
There. It'll be good. We're
you
fine.
Got Cochran'd.
I'm going to say that. doesn't that sound legit?
Sure.
Officer, you got Cochran, police officers, who's about to arrest me.
I'm ready. I got the easy part of this. I get to look out the window.
I'm going to say you egged me on. If I do get arrested, I'm going to go, you want the brains of this outfit? It's Wendy Snyder.
No.
Give your address out.
She has no brains. That's what they will say.
1318 Sunset LaGrange, I'll say. Go get her. Round her up. That wasn't on the air, was it? Did I give your hat? I did?
You're a jerk.
Sorry.
You're a big jerk. Can we take a quick phone call?
Yeah.
Patrick doesn't want to hear you get in trouble. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. What do you think about all this? Bill will not get arrested.
I don't think so.
I don't think he'll get arrested, but I think you should say that you're with the radio station and that it's a promotion.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, it sounds good, but the radio station has warned me on several occasions that they will have no knowledge of me if I get in trouble.
Look what happened to Gian Greco. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We are not doing anything bad. We're just trying to make the world prettier.
A happier place. Yeah.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much. Stay tuned because hilarity could ensue or some...
A disaster.
Or the paddy wagon, which you're not supposed to say anymore. I don't
right.
know why.
It's derogatory to the Irish.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right, well, we're ready when you
all right,
are.
So do a break, and then we'll time it, and it'll go off without a hitch. You'll see, Wendy.
Kurt Wagner is here from Show Patrol, TVShowPatrol.com. Is he going to help you? He's tall.
If he wants to help me, he can. I need help. That's obvious, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm in desperate need of help.
Yeah, if you got on Kurt's shoulders, you wouldn't even need that ladder.
I want to get on Kurt's shoulders and then put on a trench coat like they used to do on Little Rascals so I look like I'm an adult. That's unbelievable.
All right. Well, we will take a quick break and we will come back and find out what happens. Steve Cochran is off, you know, physically for the rest of the week.
Right.
We'll return on Monday. He's had some health issues, a health scare, if you will. And he's been broadcasting from home, but we want to keep the spirit of Steve Cochran alive.
This will cheer him up. You'll see.
All right. It's Bill Leff. Godspeed, by the way.
Thank you, Wendy.
It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, it's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and I think we have Bill on the microphone. Bill, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Wendy. You can hear me?
Oh, absolutely perfectly.
It's a great day for crime, Wendy.
It's not crime. Don't
you
incriminate
sure? It sounds
yourself.
Like it's crime.
Bill is out in front of the Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue, about ready to cross the street to head over to the new Ulta, which is opening summer of 2017. I can't wait for it to open, first and foremost.
Wendy, we're crossing the street right now, which is step one. Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. I've railed him into carrying the step ladder. I'm approaching the sign. Can you see me through the window?
Yes, I can, and hopefully your microphone will
all right.
keep working.
Step ladder in place. I'm going to have Kurt hold the microphone for me. Safety first when committing any crimes. So then I have the head. I'll put it up over the beautiful girl's head, and the city is awaiting anxiously. They're very excited.
There are people out there waiting.
I do see a squad car a block away. That's not good.
Well, hurry up then.
There
it's
goes,
a block
Wendy.
Away.
Here goes.
All right, he is going up the ladder. He's got the giant Steve Cochran head, and it is way smaller than the girl's head, but we have it up there. Elif, you need to take a picture of that real quickly. Steve Cochran head, on top of the pretty girl's head, we have success.
Wendy, you can see it. It's
much smaller than anticipated.
I'm sure Steve hears that a lot.
Stop it.
But people on Michigan Avenue are watching. Sir, what do you think? It's beautiful, isn't it?
I don't know who it is. I'm sorry.
It's Steve Cochran. He hosts the morning show on WGN Radio.
Oh, good. Very
tell him
nice.
He's Ben Cochran.
Nice. Sir, what do you think?
Hey, okay.
I'm impressed. Yeah. Chicago seems to love it. Thank you, guys. Everybody's really seeming to enjoy it, Wendy.
Oh, it looks really good. I wish his head was bigger. Yeah. That's the first time anyone ever said that to him either.
That's unfortunate. Now, you keep cutting in and out, but up there, and everybody who's walking by is admiring it. Some are afraid. I'm not going to lie to you. There are some people who have seen the head. They're a little bit scared.
His head is so small, it almost looks like a cyclops on her head.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I wish there was some way we could make an even larger Steve Cochran head. That's impossible on short notice, but what I see there is it's freakish and yet beautiful. It's probably the way, you know, the day they put the Picasso up in Chicago for the first time and people stared at it and were like, I don't know what to make of this. That's the reaction that most people are getting as they look at the little Steve Cochran head on the big, beautiful model's head.
Well, I think you've achieved greatness here, Bill. You went out there, no problems. You got up on the ladder. Quite honestly, you did it very quickly.
Here's the strangest part of that. There the squad car less than a half a block away with at least two and possibly three police officers. One of them watched me do it, and there was no hesitation at all. They just let it happen.
I'm sure they're listening. Hi, officers. Thank you for letting Bill do his little caper.
Yeah.
It hurts no one. Who have we hurt?
I don't think, not only did we not hurt anybody, I think we just made the city a more fun place to visit. I bet this is good for tourism.
Now, how long do we leave his head up there?
I think through the holidays.
I don't think it's going to stay up there.
I think we'll take it down January 1, 2018. The head comes down.
Seriously, because if we leave the head up there, somebody's going to steal his head.
I don't think anyone would steal it. Ma'am, can I ask you a quick question? It's WGN Radio. No, she refuses. She absolutely refuses. No, I think what it'll do is it's good for tourism. It's good for the morale of the city. Everybody who's seeing it is either smiling or laughing or has to go to the bathroom. I don't know why it has that reaction to people, but it does.
I have another idea. You should take the Steve Cochran head off and see the bus behind you. You should run and stick it to the back of the bus.
Do you want me to do that?
We can do our own bus boards here.
Do you want me to do that?
I don't know. You would do it, wouldn't you?
I would definitely do it.
No, because then we're going to lose his head.
I would definitely do it. So there you have it. Steve Cochran's head is up. Business accomplished. I'm thrilled with the outcome. Look at, oh, there's people from other parts of the world who are looking. Wait, can I talk to you guys for a second? Do you know who that is up there?
No.
No, where are you all from? Oh, from Chicago? From Glenview? I said other parts. What do you make of it? Do you like that better with there?
Yeah.
Oh, they like it better with Steve Cochran.
Yeah, it captivates people.
It's captivating people. Thank you. We appreciate it. Wendy, all the way from Glenview out in the city. Who say that, it's captivating them.
Well, that's a true testament to what you've done.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're captivating the city.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you see the Beatles across the street? Because we have the guys from Rain the Musical who will be
coming
into the
studio. Oh, yeah, they're getting out of the car. I do see that. Yeah.
All right, now, are we going to leave the head out there?
I don't know. Should we take it down? Kevin says we need to take it down. Oh, there's security.
What are they saying?
Oh, go on. I need that down. All right, we'll take it down. All right, okay, we'll do it. All right, thanks. Yeah, security has asked us to take it down. They've been good sports about it.
All right, well, you've achieved greatness. You've made the city, what was the word?
It's a happier place. Chicago's a happier place because of this, Wendy.
And I have called the police on you, so you better hurry
all right,
up.
I have to say, you can get that.
All right, Bill Luff has accomplished greatness.
Uh-oh, the tape is really sticking. Hold on.
He can't get it off.
Hold on. It's down and it's beautiful again.
Oh, look at everybody's happy.
Everybody's
applauding. what a fun city we live in.
Isn't it the best?
Yeah.
All right, we're crossing over. I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, thank you. What a job well done by Bill Leff. We're going to talk to Bella really quickly here. Hey, Bella, what's going on?
Oh, hi. My daughter, she works at Alta up here in the northern regions, and I called her in when I heard what you were doing because I thought it was freaking hysterical, and I called her into the kitchen, and she just was mortified the entire time.
She's Why?
Exactly my point. That's what I said. I'm like, come on, this is the funniest thing ever. She is, the poor thing's only 22 years old, and she's just way too responsible. She takes her job at Alta so seriously.
Well, she should. It's a great place, and I got to be honest with you, I cannot wait for it to open. I will be there probably once a week, and we're just drawing attention to it and honoring Steve Cochran, who's off this week because of some health issues.
Yeah, I was thinking she might have been the one to call security on you guys. I'm not sure. She's really, yeah.
All right, well, Bill is back in the studio. Bella?
I told her that the free advertising was crazy.
Oh, I know. Bella's daughter works for Alta and is very bothered that you have done this. But Bella says her daughter's got to lighten up.
Yeah, you got to lighten up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the building security guard, Wendy, I don't know how much you could see of this. A no-nonsense man whose job it is to prevent the exact same thing that I just did was a very good sport about it. He goes, I just got asked to Kevin, how long is this going to be up? And he goes, just, you know, a little while. So he was there to make sure that nothing awful happened. But, yeah, they played along. They were fine.
And, Bella, tell your daughter that Alta just got some great free advertising.
Are you kidding? Gratis, gratis, gratis.
Thank you so much.
You guys have an awesome day. Wendy, me and you should be friends.
All right, let's be friends. How do we make that happen?
It's official.
I'll tell you later.
All right, thank you, Bella. She said her daughter is a young, works at Alta and was mortified by this whole thing. We're not making fun of Alta.
Good for Alta, good for Steve Cochran, good for America. We're making America great again, Wendy.
I know, we'll do that. And really quickly, John, what happened? You drove by and saw this happening?
Yes, you heard the old adage, you know, a face that could stop a clock.
Yeah.
Well, my watch stopped when I drove by.
John, great one.
I'm holding Steve responsible for the repair.
All right, send him the bill. Thank you very much. I think a job well done.
Mission accomplished.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
And great job, really, Bill. I'm very proud of you. And thank you didn't get arrested.
No.
Which is good news. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do some news, and then we will be joined by the cast members of Rain. It's a tribute to the Beatles. It's playing at the Oriental Theater. They're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and they will perform the album in its entirety. Can't wait to hear from them. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. Thanks, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder with the caper behind you. I'm going to ask you, Beatles fan, aren't you?
Huge Beatles fan.
I am,
love
too.
Them.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Pete Best. Very few people say that, but it's Pete Best.
I go back and forth. There was a time that I loved me some Paul. I loved me some John. I still love Ringo. And yeah. George was pretty amazing, too.
Yeah. Put them together. Unstoppable. The best. So there's a new show in town opening tonight. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. All four stars of that show are in studio with us. Guys, great to see you again.
Hey. Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to attempt to say their names. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, all right?
Okay.
We've got, as Ringo, Aaron Chiazza.
Yeah.
How do you really
Chiazza.
Say? Chiazza. You're doing the Chiazza.
And Chiazza is technically correct.
Okay. You've got to go right up to that microphone. And you're Ringo. Why does everybody mess with drummers? What's the problem with that?
I don't know. I could not tell you. I think we're pretty great, actually.
And why does everybody have the drummer jokes? What's wrong with
the
drummer?
I don't know. A band would sound really funny without a drummer.
Amen to that.
And Ringo was a great drummer.
Ringo was a really good drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the most underrated of all drummers. Don't you agree? Yeah?
I guess. Yeah.
All right. That's Aaron Chiazza.
Yes.
All right. Then we have Paul Curatola.
Curatolo.
Curatolo.
Very close.
Oh,
very
darn
good.
It. He's Paul. Very good. You look like Paul. You have Paul's eyebrows. Are those penciled on?
No. The world will never know.
All right. Steve Landis?
Hey,
as,
you got
as John?
Very nice.
All
yes.
right. That was the easy one. And
thank
Alistair
you.
McNeil as George.
That's right.
So Rain opens tonight. It's going to be playing at the Oriental Theater. Of course, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, but a special 50th anniversary for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You're going to do the album in its entirety.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
That's
we've
really
got our,
awesome.
We've got our full show, but smack dab in the middle of it is the whole Sgt. Pepper album. Yep.
And that's really right. cool for a fan, because when we listen to an album, we know the order of songs, and you're ready for the next one to begin. Mm-hmm. You're right. doing it all in order.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's really
No matter what the song is, I always you know, I'll listen to a Beatles song.
Right.
And then that next one, I want to hear that next song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. How long have you been Beatles lovers?
Oh, all our lives.
Really, who isn't? Yeah. Who's name a musician who doesn't give some credit to the Beatles in one way, shape, or form?
They're not musicians.
Good point.
So early on, as kids, when you would hear the Beatles, there was just something magical about that sound. You didn't know, of course, at the time that one day you'd be playing the Beatles, but you got kind of a little bit of a juiced up feeling from hearing them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And one of your dads played the Beatles in a... It was yours,
in
Paul.
This show. He's the original cast member of this show.
So what is it like for him? He's still with us, right?
Yeah, he's the musical director of the show.
He is. So it's got
to
be a
picture. I'm his pawn.
It's got to be a little added bonus thrill with his legacy of playing Paul to have his son play in the same role.
Absolutely.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm literally walking in his shoes.
His bootsteps.
Yeah, his bootsteps.
Yep.
Nicely.
Buy your own boots.
Yeah. Get your own boots.
Yeah.
Well, these are tight.
They do look good
on
you,
though. I don't like them.
Or walking barefoot on one of the album covers anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I try to wear flip-flops.
Right.
All right, I am loving the clothing. I know it's radio. If people are watching, I have a 17-year-old son, Michael, who's a musician, who would love polka dot shirt and paisley. Where do you get your shirts?
This was actually
from London. Yeah,
yeah, this was an English...
Ship them over from London.
...retailer.
Mm-hmm. Really expensive?
Like, mod. No.
Really?
No.
I'm going to have to get a name from you guys.
Not too bad.
Mine wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for myself.
Do they have a shop set up?
Are vintage.
In England, can you go to a shop that sells all this, or is this online only?
There's quite a few shops over in London and Liverpool, actually, too. Yeah, some of our Beatle boots came from Liverpool.
Because believe it or not, it's still really cool and in style, because the Beatles were classic.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything they did, it's still just as cool today as it was then.
Have any or all of the four of you visited Liverpool and gone through the same steps that the Beatles have? Yeah.
Many times.
What's that feel like?
It's crazy. I mean, Liverpool is such a cool place. Their sense of humor, their personalities really came from that town. So everybody you meet there, they grew up with the Beatles. So many of the people are, you know, still there. They're pretty much the only ones that moved away and became famous. So yeah, you'll be walking around town and, I knew John growing up, or I went to school with Paul. You know, you'll hear story after story, and it's just such an atmosphere of the Beatles that it feels like at any moment the Beatles could just walk around the corner. Yeah,
yeah.
The four of them.
What about instruments? Are those the guitars and the Hofner bass that Paul played?
Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am.
Look at that.
The real deal.
Are you left-handed, though, Paul?
I'm not. I'm right-handed, but...
You learned to play the opposite? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
authentic. I just love him so much, you know?
That's so authentic. And do you and Steve not get along in keeping with the true Beatles one?
We have our days.
Fight over everything? Yeah.
We do everything together. It's really funny, you know? It wasn't even a matter of trying to... be like the Beatles at this point, but we, you know, we live on a tour bus when we're not, you know, doing a full week and stuff, but we do everything together. We'll get lunch together. We'll spend our days off seeing a movie.
They even let me hang out.
They even let Alistair hang out. Yeah.
It really is a family. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been together in this form?
In this form? What's it been?
Well,
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
But Alistair's new to the game, right?
Yeah.
You came along
later.
Well,
he's new to our game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years for me.
Three years.
That's still a lengthy time. And where's Mark Bayer or Bayer?
Mark Bayer's our keyboard player.
He's in bed.
Is he oversleeping?
He's sleeping.
He hits snooze, yeah.
True musician. I don't have to get up till 2 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, can we get a song? We're hoping for two songs, one in this segment and one in the next. So what would you guys like to do for
sure.
us? What works?
Okay.
I feel fine.
Like this?
Yeah, we should be. Right. Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You hearing that okay?
Yep.
I think if we stick far enough away from the mics, you'll get both the vocal and the guitar.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said stuff. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby said she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's not in all the world. you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world. But her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
How about that? And the people outside in the street.
People loving it.
Did you think you were really watching the Beatles?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So good. Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, is playing at the Oriental Theater. It starts tonight. You want to visit BroadwayInChicago.com. All your ticket information is there. It's an incredible schedule now through Sunday. Go see it. You're going to love this show. We'll take a quick break and then more with Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are talking off the air, and we will talk on the air to the cast members of Rain. They will be appearing at the Oriental Theater starting today through April 2nd. Rain, of course, a tribute to the Beatles, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They will be performing the album in its entirety. Do you guys all know all the celebrities on the cover of that album? Because
yes,
there are millions of them
right now.
Top of my
I know
head.
Some, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some.
Yes.
Name some names.
W.C. Fields.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Aleister Crowley.
Oh, Aleister yes, Crowley. John.
Of course, Aleister answered that
John
one.
John Wayne on there.
Yeah.
Bowery Boys.
Yes. Wow.
Then,
John Lennon.
John Lennon is on. Yeah.
Yes, the wax figures from Madame Tussauds
right.
are on there.
Right. James Coburn.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he on there? Yeah.
Fred Astaire. Mae West.
Mae West, yeah.
Laurel and Hardy.
Very good. Wow. Excellent. Yeah. When the Beatles were performing, there was a propensity for women to scream and shriek and throw stuff at them. They love the Beatles. Have you had a little bit of that happen while you've been
Beatlemania?
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You get tired of it, don't you?
It's
the worst.
How many gorgeous girls can, you know, one boy take? You know?
Are any of you married?
I'm willing to experience.
None of you are married? All right.
They're married to their craft.
Yes. To the music.
Exactly. To the music.
But now, how often do you guys have to rehearse? Do you have rehearsals every day, a couple times a day? How often?
Yes. Well, we do have a sound check in every theater that we're at every day, just a line check. So sometimes if we have some stuff that we'd like to fine-tune and go over, we go over it while we're...
But I noticed just in tuning up, just in playing a chord or two, you guys all have smiles on your faces. You're like, oh, this song again. I love playing this song. I can see it in your faces.
Yeah, we really do love what we do. I mean, if you have to play somebody else's music for a living, you know, who better than the Beatles? Really?
You picked a good one. Yeah. Yeah. I said off the air, Bill and I have a great job and we have fun every day, but it sure looks like you guys are having that too.
Yeah.
It's a ball.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
If there was one Beatles song that you would call the best that's ever been written, and I know that's a hard one to say, do you all have your own favorite?
It changes day to day.
Does it?
Yeah. Sometimes, sometimes it's In My Life. Sometimes it's even the Paul songs for me as a John I still
that's
love
to me.
Paul just as much. I mean, musically, you know, not this one, Paul McCartney. I mean. Long and Winding Road, Here, There, and Everywhere. But yeah, and The Walrus, Julia,
also beautiful.
Yep.
How about the rest of you? Anyone coming to mind?
For a while, it was Tomorrow Never Knows.
But not anymore?
That was just for a week.
Oh. All right.
Depends on if I'm happy or sad.
Oh,
glad or mad.
Yeah.
In My Life was in my wedding. Violin and cello. It was a beautiful song. It had to be incorporated in my wedding somehow. Loved it.
Here, There, and Everywhere.
Oh, that's a great song.
Every one of them. You can mention 50 or 60 songs, right, and you just nod on all and go, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's always the tough thing with our show is, you know, what songs do we do and what songs do we leave out? I mean, you could really have like a 48-hour long Beatles show if you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, had the guys, sadly, we're without George, we're without John, do you think if all four of them were still alive at some point they would have reunited? What do you think?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, they had plans to do the what became the Beatles anthology even before John was, you know, taken from us. At the time, it was called The Long and Winding Road. But, yeah, their tour manager at the time, the guy that wound up leading Apple.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a baby of his, you know, pet project. Mm. And, they would have all four been a part of that.
Would they had Yoko sing backups? Please tell me no.
Linda
was pretty.
I've met Yoko. She's
bad,
a sweet, sweet woman.
Was that a pleasant experience for you, meeting Yoko?
Very pleasant.
You
yeah.
hold no ill will toward her for potentially breaking
That's
them up.
That's not her fault.
She didn't do it.
Yeah. People blame her because they don't want to blame them.
Yeah.
And you know, they are the people that were responsible for coming together in the first place, for
right.
staying together, and ultimately
she
for
did not
breaking
break them
themselves up.
Did she break up Paul and Oates, do you think?
Maybe.
We have John Oates on Friday. We can ask.
I'll ask him.
I'll give you $10 if you ask him that question.
I just made $10.
All right, if you want to go see Rain, and why wouldn't you, a magnificent tribute to the Beatles. They're at the Oriental Theater starting tonight through April 2nd, limited run. They'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's. They're going to do the album in its entirety in the middle of your regular show. And tickets available BroadwayInChicago.com. That's BroadwayInChicago.com. Act quickly or you'll regret it.
Yep.
Are you going to do another song for us?
We'd love to.
Mm-hmm. We'd love it too.
Yep, party song.
You're going to help me with this one, though. I'm going to need you guys. What do you think? You're going to help us?
Wendy will.
I'll
sing along.
Yeah, what do you think?
Desmond has a barrow in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. Bra-la-la, life goes on. Everybody now. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. Bra-la-la, life goes on. Desmond takes a trolley to the jeweler's store. Buys a 20-carat golden ring. Ring! Takes it back to Molly waiting at the door. And as he gives it to her, she begins to sing. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. La-la, the life goes on. Oh, blah-dee, oh, blah-da, life goes on. La-la, the life goes on. In a couple of years, they have built a home sweet home. With a couple of kids running in the yard, Desmond and Molly Jones. Happy ever after in the marketplace, Desmond lets the children lend a hand. Molly stays at home and does a pretty face, and in the evening she's a singer with the band. Yes, oh bloody, oh blah-da, life goes on, la-la, life goes on. Yes, oh bloody, oh blah-da, life goes on, la-la, life goes on. And if you want some fun, sing oh bloody, blah-da.
Yeah, baby.
That's excellent, guys. So good.
All right, get your tickets while they last. A limited run. It's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. They'll be playing at the Oriental Theater tonight through April 2nd. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
amazing. You look like the Beatles. You sound like them. You smell like them. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. You've gone to great pains. Yeah. You've gone to great pains to smell like them.
Yeah, it works.
At the end of every day, I smell
it's
just like
a labor
like
of love.
The Oriental Theater starts tonight. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com. All your ticket info is there. Thanks again, guys. The guys from Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. A quick break, then we'll find out what's on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.